grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we read that our Lord was invited to a wedding. Jesus did not preside over this or any wedding as if he were the family pastor. That's because in those days, weddings were handled by the family. The clergy had nothing to do whatsoever with weddings unless they were the father. Receptions were the big deal in those days. A feast was a public notification that a marriage had taken place. It was celebrated, and now this couple was a family. The parents handled the actual wedding ceremony, which in those days consisted of signing a marriage contract. That was it. Then, let's eat. Now, the wedding took place, we read in John's Gospel, on the third day after the events previously recorded in chapter 1. I'll get to the significance of that third day in just a bit. Also, Jesus' mother was there too. Now, it's possible that she was a worker and not an invited guest. That's because Mary knew what was happening behind the scenes, in the kitchen, you might say. She knew what was going on with the drink, and these are matters that guests generally don't. Mary knew that an embarrassing situation had developed. They ran out of wine. The master of the feast, today we might call him the caterer, he apparently misjudged what was needed. Now, while making wine for a wedding comes across as a trivial miracle, it's not trivial to the caterer, to the staff, or to the family of the bride and groom. Not trivial at all. But interestingly, the master never knew that they had run out of wine. He did not know that Jesus had interceded. Not only did this miracle prove our Lord's divinity, but it saved the day for the wedding. It saved the reputation of the master. It saved the jobs of his workers. And it prevented a spoiled wedding reception for the happy couple. Now, Mary knew about the crisis, so she asked Jesus for help. And Jesus told his mother, "Woman, what does this have to do with me?" Now, that's a difficult statement to interpret, but Jesus did indeed help. It's as if he were assuring Mary, "The problem is out of your hands. It's in my hands now." Now, it would be very unusual for a wedding guest to suddenly go back into the kitchen and intervene in a crisis. Jesus wasn't the caterer. He wasn't responsible for providing food and drink. He was a guest, not a worker. Have you ever been put to work at a wedding reception? Not unless you were a caterer. Jesus was a guest, not a worker. But now, he becomes the substitute caterer. And there is an important word concerning Jesus. The word is substitute. That's the word that defines what our Lord has done for us. So Mary told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Interestingly, this is the one and only teaching that Mary ever left to the church. Mary never, ever did a single thing to point to herself as a person who could be of help to Christians. Rather, she always pointed to the one who could, to Jesus. In fact, in John chapter 2, the account of this wedding, the only name that is even mentioned is that of Jesus. Mary isn't named, she's just simply called our Lord's mother. The couple getting married, they're not mentioned, nor is the caterer, the staff, or any of the other guests. The focus here is totally on Jesus. And that's where the focus always belongs. Should always stay on Jesus. So our Lord turned water into wine. Now, the Bible does not forbid drinking, just abusing it. So don't let our Lord's first miracle offend you. Scripture actually says that the coming of the Messiah will be a time of free-flowing wine. We read in Genesis 49, "He has washed his garments in wine and his vesture in the blood of grapes." Isaiah 25 says, "The Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lee, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees." So that Jesus made wine of the highest quality fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy, well-refined wines. Now, wine was always used in the Passover feast. And now St. Paul tells us that since the coming of Christ, in 2 Corinthians, Paul writes, "Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." Christ is our Passover. This is why at the Last Supper, which was the Passover, Jesus took wine and said, "This is my blood." Jesus came into the world to be the Passover lamb's substitute, the caterer's substitute, and your substitute too. He is your Passover lamb. His body was offered, his blood was spilled in atonement for all of your sins. And this takes us back to Jesus' question to Mary when she informed him that the wine was gone. "Woman, what does that have to do with me?" Well, as an invited guest, it really isn't Jesus' problem, is it? But he made it his problem. More importantly than showing his divinity, Jesus is showing you what he does with his divinity. He makes your problem his problem. He makes your sins his in order that he can forgive you. What does this have to do with Jesus? He took the master of the feast's place and he provided wine. And he takes your place too. You and I are as powerless to save ourselves from our sins as the wedding staff was powerless to make wine appear out of thin air. So you can take away from this gospel lesson two great truths. Jesus is the divine Son of God, but also take away from this lesson what Jesus does with his divinity. He becomes your substitute, doing for you what you cannot do for yourselves. Now, what about this wedding happening on the third day? Well, think for a moment about all the great events that happened on a third day. Genesis chapter 1, at creation, God first created life. Life first appeared on the dead earth on the third day. When Abraham was told to sacrifice Isaac in Genesis chapter 22, the event was to take place on the third day of their travels. On the third day, God stayed Abraham's hand and provided a substitute for Isaac, a ram, a substitute on the third day. And on the third day after his death on the cross, Jesus rose to conquer the curse of death. That Jesus became the caterer's substitute on the third day is rich with meaning. And it's rich with gospel blessing for all of us. Jesus saved us from the threatening peril of our sins, as our Advent prayers put it last month. Sin does more than embarrass you like it could have embarrassed the wedding party. Sin condemns you for all eternity, but Jesus took your place by taking your punishment before God. Paul writes that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for you and paid its penalty. That's why Jesus is connected with the Passover. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus doesn't just take away something bad. He gives you something good in return. You can see this in how Jesus took the master's place and made an abundance of the best possible wine. And amazingly, Jesus took absolutely no credit for this miracle. Who took the credit? The master of the feast and the bridegroom took all the credit. They were both made to look good. Not only good, but very, very good. Before their guests, and it was about something in which they had absolutely no hand. And in the same manner, when your sins are taken away, something bad, they are replaced with the best of all possible things, the righteousness of Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life of obedience to God's law and gives you the credit for what he did. Just as the wedding party got the credit for the fine wine, you get the credit for our Lord's perfect life of obedience. Jesus died in atonement for your sins, and the benefit of that sacrifice goes to you. He rose in triumph on the third day, conquering the curse of death and the grave, and promises that you too will share that blessing. This passage from John's Gospel shows that Jesus is the good wine that God promised. Psalm 104. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of man. May Jesus gladden your heart with his gospel as well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise for the offertory.